Hello and welcome to episode 11. I'm Larry Vanderspiegel, no relation. Joining me on the show today is Arthur C. Clarke, sci-fi writer and futurist. He very famously predicted that one day we would have computers that would fit on an office desk. Welcome to the show, Arthur.
Thanks, Larry. Glad to be here.
So, Arthur, what do you think was one of your best ideas when you were down here on Earth?
I came up with an idea that if you put a satellite at a specific height, it would seem stationary observed from Earth. So you could have global communications with just three such satellites. However, the fuckwit known as Elon Musk has instead littered near Earth orbit space with his junk internet service. You see, it's cheaper and more profitable to throw lots of little satellites in low Earth orbit. It's going to become ever more difficult to get into orbit without hitting something in the near future.
Yes, he is regarded as a total dickhead down here on Earth. So now you've left Earth. Do you now see a bigger picture of how everything works?
Oh, definitely. When you observe the universe, you're looking at the physical aspect only. It has many planes of existence. It has countless life forms all over the place. Other versions of you living on other planets at different points in time. Aliens are essentially us from another perspective. This part of the universe has been quarantined off to stop more naughty aliens getting in as the Earth experiment of what would happen if we have dark and light on the same planet is complete. So most of the naughty aliens have been removed and locked out, but some are on the surface of the planet, freaking out a bit, trying to continue the fear, hate, wars, because Loosh is very profitable for them. Other aliens elsewhere in the universe are enjoying their hits of Loosh and don't want their supply to end either.
So what is the point of the universe? What is it for?
This universe is all about polarity, dark and light, positive and negative, love and hate. One cannot exist without the other. So you've played with the dark, you've been the warmonger, the dictator, the oppressor. But if you're listening to this, then you're done with that. You needed it because otherwise you wouldn't know what love, light, kindness is like. You needed a way to compare it, and this universe was the means to do that.
So will science eventually understand the universe in this way?
Maybe one day, but science has not even got our own neighborhood of the universe right. Between Mars and Jupiter is an asteroid belt that just appeared or is left over stuff when the star system was created, which is not quite right. Back in the day, a long time ago, there was a planet in between Mars and Jupiter called Maldek, which was also known as Phaeton. It was a water planet, much like Earth. It also had a small gray moon. It's unclear when, but sometime after the Orion Wars, Maldek was destroyed by a weapon similar to the Star Wars Death Star. There is a lot of the early Star Wars movies that is based on real events. That's why it became so popular. It was reminding people of the real history. After its destruction, Maldek's moon was moved to Earth orbit. It was positioned at just the right distance from Earth so that total eclipses were made possible. Again, another reminder to the humans on Earth that all is not as it seems. The universe being polarity based is probably why the planet was also known as Phaeton. Two groups of humans knew it be two different names.
So parts of the universe are blown up, but generally the universe was created just so we could experience polarity.
The universe is just a playground containing a bewildering amount of experiences. The real God, not the biblical one, split itself into multiple parts so that it could experience everything. We are those parts, not our physical meat suits. They are just the vehicle we use to experience this particular part of the universe. Our soul is those parts. It is eternal. It gets even more granular than that. Each soul fragments itself into 26 different parts, and each one of those experiences a lifetime on a particular planet at a certain point in time. So you there, listening to this podcast, is one of those 26 soul fragments. Before you were born, you were on the astral plane. You made a plan for a lifetime. Part of the life contract is that you forget who you are. Otherwise, things would be confusing and would ruin the fun. You simply wake up back on the astral plane. 20 minutes may have passed since.
So humans have it all wrong.
Yes, the universe is the most sophisticated simulation ever created. A big pat on the back for God. God does not require or need your worship. Religions are just games created by dark entities as a means to control you. They use religion to say you are small and not worthy. Worship and fear your God so that you go to heaven. You should let all that nonsense go. We are all sons of God. Ye are gods. And we're supposed to be having fun.
Wow, thank you, Arthur, for explaining all this. That's it for another episode. I'm Larry, and thanks for listening, everyone. For the December episode, I'm hoping to get God on the show, the real God, not the one in the Bible book. Maybe he could clear up a few more things.